טוב, so we're learning הלכות על בן אדם לחברו.
Between a man and his friend. So we're learning that היוצא והבא מן הדרך. Someone who's coming in or leaving. Right? So you're coming into a place, you greet everyone. Shalom, how are you doing? Shalom. So people ask about it, but there's women there, I can't say shalom. So you don't have to look at everybody, like, shalom, shalom, shalom. Everyone, it feels good that he said shalom. It's a mitzvah. If someone leaving, we say lech, lech shalom, not lech be shalom. Because lech be shalom, it says by it was Avshalom, I think it was. He told him lech be shalom with a bet in the beginning, and he went and he died. Therefore, we don't tell a person lech be shalom. With a bet in the beginning, we say with the lamed lech leshalom. It's easy to remember. Why? Because lech. If someone's going, you say it starts with lamed lech, lech leshalom, lech leshalom, not lech beshalom. Good. Maya. It's 1:40. If someone's a guest, the mitzvah is telling shalom aleichem. And they will say back, Aleichem Shalom. Shalom Aleichem, Aleichem Shalom. It's a bracha. Shalom is Hashem's name. Hashem will be with you, Hashem will be on you. When the time of davening comes, davening in the morning, for example, okay? You're not supposed to say shalom to anyone. Not even boker tov. Okay? You're greeting him before you're greeting Hashem. You're supposed to greet Hashem. Doesn't mean you have to ignore people. Someone comes and tells you shalom. Fine. But you don't go over and to greet people. After davening, give him a big hug and a kiss. And tell him how much you love him. But before davening, okay. We said we don't give gifts before davening. Only gifts we give before davening is giving tzedakah. Don't give gifts to the time of that one. If someone knows that he has to say, if he doesn't say shalom to someone now, he won't be able to say later. He could say it also before davening. Where could that be? For example, he's going on an airplane now, and he won't. And the airplane will be hard to call, because there's no reception up there. So what is he going to do? So then he's allowed to call his parents or whatever and say shalom, I'm leaving now, even though it's after the sun, after the lights start coming up and before he davened. Because he doesn't have an opportunity. It's not like a chutzpah in front of Hashem. But if he will have an opportunity later, so he shouldn't say shalom before. Okay. If you see a rabbi of yours, then of course you say shalom, even if it's before davening. The rabbi, you say shalom.
Question. What if you're not quite sure who you're looking at? That happens to me all the time.
So what?
I'm not quite sure who I'm seeing.
If it's Rav Shalom, you're also not sure?
Yeah. I mean, like, I think I'm seeing Rav Elgren. I'm not sure. I'm seeing you.
But is it before davening?
No, just walking up the stairs.
So what's found? Say shalom to anyone.
Okay.
I'm talking about before davening. You're supposed to say shalom to everyone. Right?
Right.
Just before davening is a problem.
Okay.
If someone tells you shalom, like we said, before davening, someone greets you, so of course you answer back. But you shouldn't go before davening and greet someone else, like we said before. Okay. In the middle of davening, of course you don't say shalom to anyone. You don't talk to anyone in the davening. If there's a person, it's a violent person. And if you don't greet him when he walks by, it'd be dangerous. Or very unpleasant. For example, I'll tell you, there's a guy, he's not well. He's not sharing. And if he thinks he looked at him the wrong way, oh my gosh. You're going to hear from him for an hour. He's going to curse you and yell at you and this and that. So that kind of person, even if it's before davening, say, oh, shalom, ashnamcha. Also, that be careful. You might think that you said it not nicely, and then you might get in trouble with it. He's not well. Okay, you go. Very important halacha. If a chashuv man or old man walks into davening and you're in the middle of davening, you'll have to stand up for them. Stand up. If you realize that they came in, so stand up. It's not chutzpah in front of Hashem that you're standing up. En shalim or anim shalom makom shenon naki gan chadar shirutim bedrichatz o bekirvat pachei hashva pluchim kamakom apnaim gan ma boker o erev tov kadom evchen samachti lirotcha. The word shalom is the name of Hashem, therefore you can't say it wherever you want. You have to say it. Okay? You can't say it in the bathroom. You can't say it in the washroom, in the mikveh, or near open garbage pails, which are smelling, right? Smelly garbage cans. You can't say shalom. So that's that. But you could say, oh, boker tov, erev tov. You could say just the word shalom is a problem to say. You say, it's nice to see you. Hello. Any other words? Just don't say the word shalom. Because the word shalom is the name of Hashem, and you can't use the name of Hashem in your dirty places.
I think the Rav Salem talking places like that, that's Shadim Kotziman Shemach.
So
it doesn't matter if shalom or not. It says it in one of the
Mikvah. You're not supposed to talk
in Mikvah
at all.
Right. It says it over there.
Yeah, that's it.
The Rav's Mikvah is, it says, it's a sign. It says it from different elements.
Yeah, I like it. Here in the area, most mikvahs people don't talk.
I live now, probably.
People talk?
People come up to me with a towel around to talk
to someone.
My name was
Lassov. He still goes to.
Huh? I messed up last time I started talking. I couldn't get out of the conversation.
Stand there naked, you want to get out. Like, what's
going on? You probably would go in China on the towel. You don't have to buy it.
No, so there was a guy, a boy, was a young boy, 18, I don't know, 15 years old, and he always had bad thoughts, like not kosher thoughts in his head. So they went to Rabbi Yitzchak Benda, and he's a good kid, he doesn't watch movies or anything. So they went to Rabbi Yitzchak Benda, he told him, because you talk in the mikvah, if you talk in the mikvah, that's you have bad thoughts. That's what's talking in the mikvah.
Makes sense, bro.
Yeah, right. Okay, so in the mikvah, you just run into the water and run out and leave. Okay. Okay. It's better not to say shalom without anything in your head. You're allowed to. It's not an avail. Not like a yud ke vav ke. Shema, like saying a bracha, you can't say with a head cover. But shalom, you're allowed to say with a head cover. It's better to say with a head cover. Top. Akotvi migirat shalomim is gerat kivah koshi yishin izayim yiftun amila shalom yishvatad. Top. You're allowed to write the word shalom. It doesn't need kniza. Yeah, the first 3 days of someone's morning doing Shiva, first 3 days someone's doing Shiva, he's not allowed to say shalom to anyone, no one's allowed to say shalom to him. Last 3 days, he could ask people, how are you doing? I'm sorry, what did he do? The last 3 days, Mishu Shabbat Shiva, last 4 days, he doesn't say shalom to anyone. If someone doesn't know he's an other and tells him shalom, so he says shalom. From 7 days until 30, or for parents until the whole 12 months, he says to other people shalom, but people shouldn't tell him shalom. Someone is mourning for the year of the mourning and his parents, or 30 days of any other relatives, you don't ask him shalom. You don't tell him shalom. You could say hello, you could say Boker Tov, find other words to use. And Tisha B'Av, we don't say Shalom, we don't say Boker Tov. And if someone tells you, the only thing you're allowed to do in Tisha B'Av, which is, you're allowed to say Mazal Tov on Tisha B'Av. Let us say Mazal Tov on Tisha B'Av. Someone had a bris, Mazal Tov.
Yeah. You can also say
stam.
Right.
Stam?
You need a reason?
No.
If somebody doesn't know that halacha, they come to you and say shalom. So not to offend them, you can say mazel tov.
Okay. Is a mitzvah, an extra mitzvah, to love those which are sitting and learning Torah all day. And if they're Torah scholars, even more. An extra mitzvah to love. Love every Jew. So, till here was the mitzvah. So, all what we said till now, the past week, was about loving of the Jews. So, that's you're supposed to say shalom to everyone, agree to everyone. All that love is about this. And now, from now on, now in the next chapter is Tochacha, is rebuke. It says, Rabbeinu says that in Torah Chet, in the second part, in Kutei Moran, that in this generation no one could rebuke. Why? It says, Rabbi Akiva, it says, Rabbi Akiva said in his generation, which is close to 2,000 years ago, maybe 1,900 years ago, he said, I wonder if there's anyone who could rebuke in our generation. So Rabbeinu says, if he said in his generation, so us, well, we all the most, we can't say anything. Yeah, we can't rebuke, we can't do anything. Rabbeinu explains why. Because if you don't know how to rebuke in the right way, like Moshe Rabbeinu knows how to, if you don't know how to rebuke someone, instead of making him better, what happens is you take his bag of garbage and you move it around. What happens to the bag of garbage when you move it around? It starts smelling. Shemayim, they start looking, oh, he's not doing good. But tzaddikim, when they rebuke you, then they give you a good smell, they give you goodwill, you feel they want to do better. That makes gives a person's neshama a good smell. Okay. So therefore, I could learn with you this whole chapter. But at the end he says, all the time he says on the end, he can't rebuke unless you know for sure, and unless all kinds of... all kinds of situations that is not going to help the chlal, and it's very, very... it's not just the coming to yourself, hey you're doing something wrong, what are you doing? It's not like that. Like this. The mitzvah is like this. הרואה את חברו שחטא, הלך בדרך לא טובה, או שורה או שעומד לחטוא. If someone sees his friend sin, or he's going in not good way, or you see that he's gonna sin, there's a mitzvah to bring him back to Hashem, bring him back to do good things. Or to tell him, listen, what you're doing is wrong, or he doesn't know. And he has no idea. Listen, what you're doing, says Shulchan Aruch, do otherwise. Not like this, do otherwise. Yeah? Like it says in the pasuk, "Hochiach tochiach et amitecha v'yisa l'avchet." It says in the Gemara, "Mi she'efshar b'yado limchot v'osa avera v'eno mochen, nitpas b'oto avon." Someone who it's in his power to demonstrate, to rebuke, to tell someone that and he doesn't do it, it's as if he did the sin. As if he did the sin. That's what Gemara says. And someone who's able to rebuke this mitzvah rebuke, right? And he doesn't. He transgresses this. It says, "Arur ashalei akim divrei Torah." Cursed is the one who does not establish the words of the Torah. It's causing the words of the Torah not to be established. Again, someone who could rebuke. So we'll see who could be rebuked, who could rebuke, and who could be rebuked. There's two commandments in the mitzvah of rebuking. Aleph, kshiyichta ish leish, lo yistemenu veishtok, ela mitzvah lehodiyo, velomar lo lama asti kach vekach, lama chata divrei poni, shneimar lo tisna lechi ulevecha uchata divrei tamitecha, sivun yusat v'alan tzeifei, v'ilchot tzeifol v'yarsay nimchol. Okay, first thing is like this. When someone sins against a person, someone went, he stole from him, he spoke not nicely to him, I don't know what, he embarrassed him in public, There's no, a person should not be silent and hate him in his heart. Ah, I hate that guy. And hold it in. That's the American way. No, show, smile to everyone and then inside feel the hair. No, that's not the American way?
No, the American way is to stab him in the back.
Oh, stab him in the back. Ah, okay. Yeah. Rather, a person should go to him and speak to him. Speak to him. By the way, you know, I got hurt from you. Why did you do that? Is everything okay? What's wrong? Did I do anything back to you? Come and speak in a nice way, not in an obnoxious way. Okay? For two reasons. First of all, to make it peace again. And also, if you did an aveira, maybe he didn't realize that he hurt you. You do tshuva at least. Okay? And someone who's been asked to be tshuva, to forgive, you should forgive. Someone asked, please forgive me that I did so and so. Fine. Don't be obnoxious. Don't be cruel not to forgive other people. מי שחטא לחברו ולא רצה להוכיחו ולא לדבר לו כלום בני שהיה אחותה הדיות ביותר או שתי דעתו משובשת מחל בליבו ולא סתמו לחברו זה חסדות שהקפיד התורה אלא על המסתמה. If someone sinned against another friend and he knows to talk with him will not work, he has problems, you know, what can I do? I can't help it, I can't fix the guy, right? And he forgives him in his heart completely, he doesn't hate him. It's a pious characteristic. It's a pious midah to do that. Okay? The Torah doesn't want people to hate. Hatred is the worst thing. Hate. The only thing you have to hate, a few things you have to hate. We have to hate those who hate Hashem. I can't tell you who hates Hashem, so you can't hate anyone. And you have to hate money. That's Hashem. In order to reach that level. And you have to hate machloket. That we could do. Hate machloket. Not to like machloket at all. To hate it. Okay? It's a mitzvah to rebuke when it's needed. A man, a woman. Doesn't matter who it is. Even if someone is who's better than you, he's a big rav or whatever. Or his parents even, in the right way. You have to learn how to do it. Just learning in general now. The general rules, but soon we'll go with more details who and how. By the way, Talmid Chacham probably would love that people rebuke him. What do you mean? He's the more a person is better, the more he wants to be rebuked. What do you mean? I want to do better. Tell me. I'm doing wrong. Tell me. I want. Like we see in the Gemara that the Rabbi Yochanan, I think it was, all of his. All of his wine turned into a
vinegar.
Turned into vinegar. I think it was Rav Huna it was. And his friends came and they told him, it could be that they didn't know, they were afraid to say anything. They said, usually Hashem's a tzaddik, whatever he does is good, right? There's a reason, he's not doing anything for no reason, he's righteous. So then he understood, so he told him, what, you think I did?
Did they have to do something with the sharecroppers?
Yeah.
And
extra wood, space? Yeah. So he told him, he told them, what, you think I sin? Everyone sins, even Moshe Rabbeinu had a little sin. So if anyone knows something I did wrong, please tell me. Don't be afraid, tell me, I want to do tshuva. So they told him something I did wrong. He said, oh, but I'm not really wrong. No, it is wrong. Anyways, he did tshuva and he returned the money to Ariyatu. It's a big, it's a amayra. So there's two ends of the story, one or the other. Either some say that the vinegar turned back into wine. Some say not that it actually turned back into wine.
The price went up.
The price went up, right, of the vinegar, and it was worth like wine. So that one or the other. Okay. So a father and mother, which are mistaken in the halacha, so you could show them the law, like you learn with them the halacha. If they understand, they understand. If not, not. Right? You don't tell them you're doing wrong. You tell them, oh, you want to hear? I heard a shir today. And the Rav said so and so, without telling them that they're doing something wrong. If they get they get what he's saying, good. And if not, what can you do? You can't tell them, Abba, you're doing something wrong. Chas v'shalom. Okay? If you tell them, you know, what this thing is, maybe we have to do it otherwise, it's not the right. You have to find the right way to do it, not to be obnoxious, okay? Under 3 years old, you don't have to rebuke your kids, okay? You don't rebuke a kid under 3. And he's doing something wrong. He's 3.
Yeah, but you have to keep an eye on him, make sure he doesn't do anything dangerous.
Dangerous? You smack him. Depends how dangerous. Sometimes you'll smack a kid if he's doing something dangerous. Sometimes jumping into the road when this car's around coming. And then he's like, gets shocked and he won't do that ever and ever again. Or if you smack him all the time, it won't help. Talk about the shock. It doesn't have to be hard. It could be even a tacha. So we'll stop here. And we'll teach along.